Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so, Lee, you probably remember when Donald Trump called the Secretary of State of Georgia and they tried to put him away for telling him, listen, you can't certify this thing. There's problems here. Lindsey Graham got briefly involved, and $2 million later, they tried to bankrupt him for daring to ask questions about the Georgia election, which you can do if you're a Democrat, but also not if you're a Republican.
Yeah.
Also. Okay. What is our problem here? Well, the main question centered around Fulton County, Georgia. Highly Democrat. Fulton County, Georgia, which often determines the outcome of elections in Georgia. Now, where were they trying to put him in prison on state charges? Fulton County, Georgia. As what? Part of a conspiracy to change, manipulate, whatever, the election outcome. For what? Telling the Secretary of State, do not certify the election. It is illegal. But I mean, if that were true, then wait a minute. The Board of Elections of Fulton County has just admitted 5 years later that Donald Trump was right. Isn't that convenient?
Oh, yeah. What do you know?
5 years after the counting for the 2020 election ended, Fulton County admitted a big oopsie in the process. Like catastrophic oopsie, like so massive, the votes should not have been counted. The election should not have been certified. Wait, isn't that what Trump said?
Gee, I wonder if somebody's going to try and put them in jail.
I don't know. I guess if you ask questions about election, you're supposed to go to jail, right? So who's going to prosecute them? Okay, here's what they write. It turns out that none of the election workers wanted to put their names on the vote counts that came out of the voting machines. 36 out of 37 refused to sign.
And that's something that's required.
It is required by law to certify that election.
Yep.
So, again, Trump's right here. He did nothing wrong, despite literally reams of media reporting that he did. Ann Ambra, attorney for the Fulton County Board of Registration Elections, told the SEB in a hearing that while she had not seen the tapes herself, the county does not dispute that the tapes were not signed, making all of the votes out of Fulton ineligible to be counted. Yeah. Now, this sounds like a small bureaucratic technicality until you realize 36 out of 37 officials refused to sign them, each one over a separate precinct. Would not put their names on. One person did.
Gee, and I wonder why they didn't want to do that.
I don't know. Let's dig into, I don't know, what was going on with those machines, because here's part two. Believe it or not, there's a part two here. In addition to probing the unsigned tabulation tapes, the investigation found that officials at 32 polling sites, this is the important part, failed to verify their zero tapes. What is a zero tape? A zero tape says, we've rewound this machine back to zero.
Right, and when the election started at 7 a.m., there were no votes.
No votes on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. Let's read that sentence again. The investigation found that officials at 32 of the 37 polling sites failed to verify their zero tapes in the county that determines a lot of the time the outcome of state elections? What happens if you fail to verify your zero tapes? The votes don't count.
They're kicked out.
They're not certifiable. How do we know this? This is the best part. A private citizen who raised $15,000 for the Freedom of Information Act request fee after 5 years finally got a hold of the raw tapes. You can see if they're signed or not, forcing the Board of Elections to admit, yeah, we might have violated state election law. What of it? This is the same county that was going to put him in prison for questioning. Mm-hmm. You know what that tells you? They're guilty. They did something.
Yeah.
Especially when you have Fonnie Willis, because remember, she was supposed to prosecute him, would have, had she herself not been a criminal.
Yeah. Among other things.
Yeah. I mean, he got so lucky there because Trump did. Because you know, she had already gotten plea deals from other Trump officials, including Sidney Powell, for this supposed conspiracy that it turns out is not a conspiracy. It's just people asking very good questions, it turns out. This is an effort to silence Donald Trump, is what it clearly looks like. Because remember, Fonnie Willis hired her boyfriend, paid him more than other attorneys who were actually qualified to prosecute this case. And then he showered her with gifts, cash, and vacation. So in other words, she stole the money from the county. If she hadn't done that, he probably would have been in court with her being tried on election day. Now, here's the crazy part about this. Remember what was going on. He was going back and forth between the Biden White House getting his marching orders.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time, these votes were in violation of state law two ways. And we'll never know if they were ever rolled back to zero or if they just kept the votes on them. By the way, they run these machines two ways. There's, you know, the previous election, you know, so like primaries and stuff like that. But they also will do a trial run on them before they use them for election day. So to make sure that each thing works. So, you know, they'll put load the ballot onto it. They'll put it through a trial where people will vote. They'll vote multiple times. And then, okay, it works. Yes, the button for Trump works. The thing for Biden, the whole ballot's correct, all of that. Okay, cool. Then we roll it back to zero. We document that we did it, and we sign that it's been rolled back to zero for election day. None of that was done. Took 5 years for this poor man who would not give up to get this information, or they still wouldn't have admitted it. Mr. Cross, the guy who did this, stated he obtained 77 megabytes of election records from Fulton County through an open records request that cost $15,800. According to Cross, these included 134 tabulator tapes representing 315,000 votes. Each signature block on these tapes was blank.
Sounds like freedom of information is not free, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, look, this is this county. I mean, it's just so outrageous that they were going to prosecute Trump, and they were. They were at fault. He was absolutely right to ask these questions and to say this should not be certified. He was correct. And what they're saying now is that they don't dispute that the voting process and integrity checks were flawed. That's a generous term.
Yes, it is.
Illegal is more like it. But they say, don't worry, we have new people now. So it's all good. Yeah, in a Democrat county, I'm sure you do have new people. They're probably more corrupt than the old ones.
Well, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
So if there had not If all of this had not happened, we wouldn't even learn this 5 years later. They were never going to tell anybody this. They were just going to try him. I'll never forget, like, you know, his motorcade going through Fulton County, which looks like a third world hellhole, in this humiliation of that. They almost got him in Fulton. If she wasn't, like I said, a criminal himself, he probably would have been on election day in court and might have gone to prison. As even the president. Because remember, state court, he can't pardon himself.
Right.
When we were speculating, like, how could he run the country from prison? He might have been in prison in Fulton County for, it turns out, asking damn good questions. What would have been interesting, we'll never know, were they going to hide this stuff? Were his attorneys even going to be able to get a hold of it? Took this guy 5 years. And you know what? Knowing this about Georgia, that really scares me. I think they were going to try to steal it again this last election, because remember, they had two or three runaway counties where the voting was supposed to end, and they just ignored that and kept going. They had to get a court order to shut it down, but they voted for like an extra day and a half. Yeah. I was scared to death they were going to steal Georgia. I thought they were stealing it right in front of our face. They may have tried to. They logged thousands of votes, but I just think his margins were so big they couldn't overcome it.
Yeah.
But going forward, this is not good. I mean, this just shows you, I mean, we're going to have to win presidential elections in landslides or not at all. So that sort of, by the way, Lee, blows a big hole in the 2020 election, most secure election ever lie, right?
Yeah.
Like that's just not true. So remember that next time somebody tells you, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Actually, no. Ask the good folks of Fulton County.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Folks, okay. 800-905-0989 till Christmas. This hour of the show is open for phone calls and all topics are back on the table. You can either text me or call me, same number, 800-905-0989. I want to just briefly mention this. I don't know if you've seen the Greg Biffle video. It's horrific of the plane crash. I got to tell you, there's just such a history of this happening over the last couple of decades of people who own and maintain their own planes. And they really get into aviation. And it's less forgiving than a car. And it's just very easy for something to go wrong. It's absolutely tragic. His entire family was on the plane. His wife even texted her mother that they were in trouble before the plane went down. So her husband, Greg, also the two children, gone. Just gone. So very, very sad and hate to see that happened. All right. Meanwhile, back to usual stuff. 800-905-0989. So much news this week. Earlier this week, you might have missed it. This is going to be big, okay? We're getting bits and pieces of it. Earlier this week, I learned to my shock that the FBI actually attempted to do something that was moral. I know, crazy, right? Legal. And by the book, when it came to Donald Trump, with FBI agents at the Washington field office trying to stop the raid of Mar-a-Lago, saying they had no predicate. They did not have basically proper evidence to be raiding Mar-a-Lago. And it turns out all they had was one uncorroborated witness who'd given an interview sometime before that was now dated. They could not corroborate the information in the interview. They needed another source. And they actually begged the Department of Justice, hey, let's bring Trump's attorneys in. Let's see if we can get a better explanation. Let's see if we can get a hold of the classified documents. Now, the background here, you remember on those classified documents, how they got to Mar-a-Lago. The archives kept bugging Trump. You want the documents? You want the documents? You want the documents? Where can we send them? You want to come pick them up? You want to get them? You want to get them? Here, take it. They finally mailed it to him. Waited, demanded he turn them over, and then raided his home. Prediction. We don't know who this uncorroborated source is, whose allegations couldn't be corroborated. Guarantee it's going to be a Democrat in good standing. I just don't know who yet. It's going to be one of them. It's going to be one of their operatives. This is like the time we were told that we had to impeach Donald Trump and probably even prosecute him for calling Ukraine. Remember, and saying we're withholding the money until you give us the Democrat server that they're hiding there in Ukraine. I know you have it. Right. And you have one Democrat source, in this case, Vindman, who claims Trump broke the law. He was listening to the phone call. He has to turn whistleblower. And then what do we find out later? I mean, when his brother runs for Congress and gets elected as a Democrat. Oh, he only released part of the transcript. In other words, he lied. It's the same game. I care. It's going to be a Democrat. We're going to find out some Democrat on the Democrat payroll or with Democrat sources or whatever in good standing is the Trump accuser. That's why we haven't found the name. We're going to get the name. We're going to find out who this was. Now we're finding out, in addition to the fact that the FBI tried not to raid Mar-a-Lago because they said it was illegal and unconstitutional and the DOJ overrode them, new emails show direct Biden White House involvement in the Mar-a-Lago raid. Direct DOJ involvement. New emails show that apparently even half-brain-dead Joe Biden, who was also ever so vindictive, coordinated with Attorney General Merrick Garland in the National Archives and Records Administration to ransack Mar-a-Lago before taking the conversation offline. Okay, that's illegal. You can't do that. You have to preserve the records. It violates FOIA law. These people are so above the law. It's incredible. Now, keep in mind, remember, we then found out that Joe Biden, when he was not president, but was vice president and a senator, stole all kinds of classified data and kept it just laying around, which is illegal. Did he get raided? No, of course not. He was given a month to prepare for the interview at his home. And then we were told, well, he kind of did steal the data. It kind of was illegal. There's a lot of felonies here. But, you know, he's such an old guy, though. He's this old and a jury would love him because everyone loves Joe. And they'd never convict him. So we're not even going to try. We're just not even going to bring any charges. Remember all that? Oh, plus he's so senile. He wouldn't even understand what we were trying to indict him for and try him for. But also totally vote for him in the next election. He can, yeah, absolutely run the country. The Biden White House, it turns out, according to the New York Post, just broke, was coordinated with the Department of Justice at about an FBI search for classified documents at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Wow, that's kind of interesting since they told us they weren't involved. Before taking the conversation offline, folks, this is like something I'd expect in China or the Soviet Union. The Biden White House coordinating with the Department of Justice and the FBI to search for classified documents at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Okay, you know what's going on here? Can I tell you what's going on? Remember we would learn after Her Highness lost that Her Highness, despite weeks of them telling us Her Highness was ahead in polling, she never was. And they knew it the whole time. I bet you he was ahead of Biden in polling. I bet he was polling ahead of Biden. I bet they knew he would be formidable in a race. And they had to destroy him, and they needed to put him in prison for the rest of his life. And that wasn't even good enough for them, because then they launched Arctic Frost and tried to put the entire GOP ecosystem in prison, too. I mean, folks, I didn't even realize this till the other day. Jim Jordan goes on Fox News and says, you know when they leveled the warrant at Kevin McCarthy to spy on his cell phone? Was it right after January 6th? No, it was 2 weeks after he became speaker. They just wanted to keep everybody under watch. Even though Jack Smith would admit this isn't really constitutional, we're going to spy on everybody. These people are absolutely lawless. Mizell told the New York Post in an exclusive interview Wednesday that he reviewed the smoking gun emails between officials in former President Joe Biden's White House counsel office, Merrick Garland's DOJ, and the National Archives and Records Administration in the months before the execution of the warrant at Palm Beach, Florida. So remember Joe Biden? Oh, me? No, I wasn't involved in that. No. I just, you know, I hope my officials get to the bottom of it. Nobody's above the law. He was. His White House was anyway, coordinated it. See, this is why I'm not one of those who wants to fall into these lazy talking points of, oh, Biden, he did. Yeah, he had great moments of dementia where he was gone. But he also had great moments of clarity, too. I mean, this is a guy who went down to Mexico and took credit standing on the stage with the Mexican president and the head of Canada for the greatest migration in human history. That's what he called it, his illegal immigrant voter drive. So this idea, well, old Joe was so senile. He didn't mean to let those people in. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He took credit for it. We have, quote, concrete evidence that Biden's White House was very much involved in the most unprecedented, unjust, and improper law enforcement act, really in the history of the country, which is to use the FBI to raid the home of a political rival and former president of the United States. They were talking about it. They were talking about the documents, the supposedly classified documents that Trump stole. They were looping in the NARA, that's the National Archives, who is the custodian for these documents, and continuing to talk about it until at one point somebody says, I think it was the White House person, hey, why don't we take this offline? Yeah, because you're committing crimes. Yeah, I'd take it offline too. Now, remember at the time, and this was so shocking, that Barack Obama to this day still has classified information in his possession. The archives bugged him for it. And he said, I'm going to digitize it, I think, and then I'll send it back to you. Never did. Same with Bush. Same thing. He retained classified information, too. So did Pence. But somehow it was a problem when Trump did it. Even though they mailed a lot of it to him without him requesting it. So they could raid him. That's what I think. You know what I think is going on here? Remember CNN freaking out over the binder, that huge binder of information? Because remember Trump had declassified the Russia collusion hoax, crossfire hurricane, all of that stuff? They couldn't find it. And I remember CNN was freaking out. They thought Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, took it with him. I think they were trying to find it and confiscate it. The evidence. I think they went through everything trying to wipe out the evidence of what they did in crossfire hurricane and maybe other stuff, thinking Trump had it. I think it was the stuff in the burn bags that was supposed to be destroyed. And then all of a sudden, every email communication on this thing stops. That's illegal. You cannot do that. That's official communication. You have to preserve it according to law. That is a crime to not preserve it. It made it very clear that the White House was involved. The White House knew about it. The White House not only knew about it, they were coordinating it. Dang. They were putting DOJ in touch with NARA specifically regarding the documents at Mar-a-Lago. So let's see. Let's do this last two segments together, shall we? And then I'm going to get on the, I'm going to take phone calls. Let's see. Last two segments. We got Fani Willis' boyfriend from Fulton County going back and forth to the White House to coordinate on Trump's trial there. And now we got the White House coordinating the raid of Mar-a-Lago based on a single uncooperated source that was already old, too old to use, where the FBI is like, we can't raid him. We don't have enough. And the White House is coordinating that too. I want to talk about kangaroo courts. Holy cow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the line with Donna from Anderson. Hey, Donna. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, hey, Tara. Love you reporting this about the Georgia voting scam. We lived in Georgia when Brian Kemp and Raffensperger were running, Kemp for governor, Raffensperger secretary of state. Kemp said that he wasn't getting anywhere. He wasn't well enough known when he was running. So Trump supported him. And as I recall, his wife said he couldn't have won without that. So Brian Kemp didn't help him when the voter thing came on. He turned on Trump. You're so welcome, Brian. Then this part to me is the worst. Brad Raffensperger, we were eyeball to eyeball with that man, grilling him. He was Mr. Honesty himself. Secretary of State, he said Trump called, he won, said Trump called and wanted him to find, what was it, 11,000 more votes, implying that Trump was trying to make him up. Trump wasn't asking him to make him up. He was asking him to find legitimate votes. So they kept saying, Kemp and Raffensperger, oh, but we've counted the votes three times. I said then, they're counting the same bad votes. How come Raffensperger didn't simply check to see if they weren't turning back that counter to zero, like you said? Isn't Raffensperger running for governor now? This should absolutely destroy his running. I didn't trust Kemp when he was running. He wouldn't answer a question straight. He was sleazy to me, and Raffensperger portrayed himself as Mr. Honesty, and look at what he did. I think this ought to sink him running for governor. Thank you for covering this.
Oh, my gosh. Brad Raffensperger is the governor of Georgia. That practically institutionalized election fraud in that state.
Yes.
That man is as corrupt as the day is long.
Yes, and I'm telling you, eyeball to eyeball twice. He's on his bus and his wife, and they came to our little town. And, I mean, he portrayed himself as Mr. Honesty. He told us that real ID card, he said, that just gets you into federal buildings and on airports. So, stupidly, we went along with it. Did he not know that it was part of this digital centralized ID system? He never told us that. He was a dirtbag. If that man gets in for governor, by Georgia, we left the state and came here. Well, we won't go into all the difficulties in Columbia.
And look, remember how obvious what they were doing was. I mean, Stacey Abrams was running, Democrat, was running a pretty much open campaign telling people outside the state of Georgia to vote in Georgia's election. I mean, openly.
Mm-hmm.
And to use a loophole in their law to do it. It's still illegal, but technically you could physically do it because they had to leave the loophole open. It's a long story. But anyway, the whole thing in Georgia was so crooked. It just shows how much we have yet to do. Look, there's another side of this, too, because don't forget right now, the Trump administration is in court with 13, probably soon to be 14 states, all Democrat states refusing to turn over their voter registration.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? You would do that because you're hiding registrations you used to vote for. That's why.
Of course.
They're not real. And we're going to catch him. We're going to get him. And the beauty of this is something you'd be excited about. You, Donna, I think is just the time. I mean, we're only in year one. We have three more years to unravel all of this fraud. Look how far we've come.
There's hope. The system to me is so deeply corrupted. When you've got people that are running the show, like Secretary of State, they're in charge of this. They're in charge of the election integrity. And yet they do this. And so multiply that across all these other states. Look at how Elon Musk went in and with Doge and tried to uncover stuff. Look at how Kash Patel only found those burn bags because a whistleblower inside the FBI. I think they need to clean out the top 50% of the agencies, especially Intel, minimum, and then have everybody vetted for their jobs, or they're going to keep on blocking all of this stuff. I agree with you that we have 3 years left. I hope to God that his Secret Service is finally cleaned out. Fire those creeps at the top of that thing. But I really think we've got a real battle royale coming up. It is a sort of like a silent civil war to me, that what we're trying to get the honesty and the integrity back. And I think that the system is so corrupted, and it's really existential for them. They don't exist. If they don't keep winning this fraud, they don't exist. It's a royal battle.
It
thank
is.
Thank you for being there and blowing the covers off of this crap.
Well, thank you for listening because you make it possible, Don. I really appreciate you giving the show a call this morning. We'll be right back. A couple years ago, this would have been straightforward. Now I'm very confused. I have so many questions. Uber, which I use from time to time, launches women-only ride preference in Greenville. South Carolina, we're one of the test markets for this. I think this is great. Especially if you got to, you know, like send your daughter to the airport to get on a plane, you know, one way because you don't want her to park or she's going to college, that kind of thing. Uber has launched a new feature in Greenville and 28 other markets that allows women riders, drivers, and teens to choose to be matched with women on their... Wait a minute. Real women? Biological women? What if a dude says he's a woman? Then do I have to ride with a dude? Or you mean like women, like real women? Or just people who say they're women? Riders will see an option called women drivers on the app and can set a preference for a woman driver in their app settings. Women drivers have similar options for who they're able to book. That'd be great if they're really serious. And men pretending to be women can't get on. No, seriously, because if you know it's going to be women and you're a dude who's, you know, like a sex offender pretending to be a woman because you want to victimize a woman, well, then you just rung the dinner bell. See, Democrats make this so hard. It used to be very straightforward. It did. So, I don't know what this means. I give up. Louise from Columbus, North Carolina, Fulton County is corrupt, you say?
Oh, yeah. I lived there 28 years. I know all about it. I worked for a federal agency, and everyone there, the community, they support this kind of stuff going on. It's so sad. And, I was at one precinct, the neighboring county, DeKalb County, with my sister. She was a resident in DeKalb County. And back in the day, this is in the 90s, they had to fill out their form before they went in the line, you know, where they lived and all. Mm-hmm. And this one woman in particular, she filled out the wrong name and the wrong address because she was voting in an alias name. She goes, oh, no, I put the wrong name and address. I got to fill out another. It's just all corrupt. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know. Is there a statute of limitations to do something with these people, like the daughter and mother duo? Is there anything they can do, Tara?
Well, the 2020 elections, it's basically once it's certified, it's done. And I essentially what we learn now is that Trump should have made that phone call. He should not have been prosecuted for it or, you know, had filed charges against him because Fulton County absolutely turned in voter files that the votes should not have counted by state law. Exactly what Donald Trump was saying.
Was there anything they can do with that Fannie Willis about her with this, you know, that debacle of a testimony the other day? Is there anything they can do with her? I mean, she's a sitting district attorney. Is there anything they can do with her now?
Filing charges against Trump, you mean?
Yeah, just any of this stuff where, you know, with her boyfriend and everything. Is there anything? Because she's actually holding office. Is there something that Georgia can do? Or,
well, I mean, honestly, it would require corrupt officials who don't put their hands, you know, non-corrupt officials who don't put their hands over their ears and goes, nah, 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 every time somebody says election fraud like Brian Kemp and the rest of them.
Oh, my Lord. It's just unbelievable.
Hey, but here's the thing. Yeah, well, here's the thing. There's this sort of delay effect that goes on here in talk radio where we find out about something like this and we're outraged and we're like, oh, no, this is terrible. Whether it's the $9 billion fraud or the fact that Fulton County's votes shouldn't have counted and Trump was right to make that phone call and 36 out of 37 of the precinct signatures were not put down and there's no evidence of whether they went back to zero with the votes or still had them preloaded on for the election. Nobody would sign because of it. I mean, this is a disaster. Those votes shouldn't have counted. Trump was right to make that phone call. He should have never been prosecuted. So you find out a thing like this. You find out that the Democrats and some Somali immigrants stole $9 billion from us. You find out that California probably stole $100 billion in the same fraud scheme. You find it, you get mad. You go like, oh, I'm stressed out. But you got to realize we dodged a bullet. I mean, Trump is supposed to be in prison for the rest of his life. Should have been, but for some really freaky circumstances where we got really lucky in each of these cases. And they'd be robbing us blind, putting us in prison now using Arctic Frost. So when we find out about this stuff, that's the beginning of the healing process. It makes you mad. You have this angry feeling. Oh, no. But folks, finding out is the beginning. It's the chance. We are given a second chance every time we find out about one of these corrupt things to stop it. We're given ammunition with which to stop it. They were doing all of these things, whether it was, quite frankly, covering up the election results in Fulton County, to stealing $9 billion with, as the New York Times admits, the tacit approval of the Democrat leadership of Minnesota, Tim Walz, because they thought it was over. Trump was going to prison. They controlled the DOJ. They controlled the FBI. They censored social media. They could do anything they want, and they were wrong. So this is good news. Trump totally vindicated, and probably no one will know, but you'll know. Have a wonderful weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.